From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. Malaysia's police inspector general calls for justice for the victims.
The crew and 43 Malaysian passengers died in this incident. Surely we would like to ensure that the perpetrators were brought to justice.
The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded that Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made missile, something Russia has denied. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called for the formation of an international panel to bring the perpetrators to justice. Ukraine's foreign ministry said the report exposes what it called Russia's direct involvement in the missile attack. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on two large hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes.
Imagine a slaughterhouse. This is worse. Even a slaughterhouse is more humane.
The Syrian government, with the help of Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. This is VOA News. Secretary